Good evening. This is Fred Blair, the chair of the KPFK Local Finance Committee, and this is the KPFK Finance Committee meeting on October 13th, 2021. I'm going to take roll here in a moment. Okay. Alan Beek.
Alan Beek, present.
Thank you, Alan. Beth Van Gooten.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Recibio Rivas.
Rocio Rivas, present.
Janine Rowan.
Present.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Polina Vasiliev. Check, Maestro. Polina? Okay. Now I'm going to take roll for the voting public members. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Present. Ken Aaron asking for excused absence? Ken sent an email that he wouldn't be here. Grace? Okay.
I believe so. I believe so.
Okay.
Fred, this is Ruth. I'm a member of the committee and you didn't call me out.
I'm still calling roll. Hold on. Dave Johnson.
Oh, I thought you said public members. Okay, fine.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Thank you, Dave. Steve Kaiser. Again, I'm hearing a lot of noise. Okay, I had to mute somebody. I don't know who they are. Steve Kaiser. Okay. King Riley. King? Okay. Maria Skelton.
Here, and thank you.
Thank you. Ruth Strauss? Ruth?
Yes, present as member, thank you. Present as member, thank you.
Okay. John Wanger?
Present.
Okay, now I'm taking roll of those people that are non-voting public members that have attended more than three meetings. Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Present? Okay. Michael yes. Heiss?
Yes, present.
Zuri Redux?
Present, thank you.
Would there be any public members that want to be recorded to be future members of the committee? Would you give me your name?
Yes.
What's your name?
Raymond.
Raymond. Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Raymond, you met the three meeting requirement, but there are a maximum of eight permanent public members, and so I'm recording you as present, and maybe in the future you can replace, if anybody leaves as a public member, you can replace them. Is there anybody else?
Thank you, Fred.
Okay.
Bella, to the staff, I would like to be recognized.
Bella, I'm doing a roll call. I'm just asking if there's any public members that want to be recorded to meet the three-meeting limit in the future. Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, it has to do with the roll call.
Hold on, Bella. Hearing none, I've recorded. We've met quorum. We've got 13 of 17 present, and we met quorum, so we have we've established quorum for this meeting. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
What's your question, Bella?
Raymond Goldstone was classified as a member before King Riley and Maria Skelton.
I've taken, Bella, I've taken him off. He's agreed to be just a attending public member and not a voting public member, okay?
Why is he asking now to be a member?
You'll have to ask him. We need to move on, Bella.
Can I be on the list?
What's your name?
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Oh, Sue.
Janine, with a point of information.
What's your point of information?
From what I understand, we have 8 LSB members. I didn't realize Polina was a member of this committee, but
what's the purpose of your question?
Well, I would like to see how many people are considered members. So I count 8 LSB members, but I'm counting more of the listeners.
Is that on the current agenda that I sent out?
Can I be on a waiting list?
Sue, please stop talking. I've recorded your name, and I will put you on. I'm just recording your presence. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Janine?
It's on the agenda.
Okay, hold on. I've seen that Julie Kennard from NETA has just joined us. I had to mute. Julie, are you present?
Yes, sir.
Julie?
We were having some connection issues, so I'm actually sharing the line with Miguel.
Okay. I see somebody using your PIN code. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I did. I was able to get in a minute ago, but then we had been disconnected on his line, and we both ended up getting in at the same time. So one of us, I hung up. So that's why I'm on his. I'm sitting in his office with him.
Okay. I don't know. I'm having a little trouble here with, it looks like, you've hung up the other phone then. Okay.
Correct.
Welcome, Julie. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm bringing up the agenda. So I sent out a draft agenda, about an hour ago, and I have basically after the perfunctory business at the beginning of the meeting, I have three reports. I have chair's announcements. I have a report from the GM Miguel Calzada, and a report and discussion.
Correct.
of the August FY21 P&L financials. So is there any additions or corrections to the agenda as sent out?
Well,
Bella, to the stack.
There's no stack on this, Bella. What do you want? What do you want to change to the agenda?
Just recognize me. Just please recognize me as a decent human being, as a chair. Just acknowledge me and allow me to speak. I appreciate that.
Bella, I acknowledge you and I asked you to speak. Speak.
Thank you. You don't have to make a big fuss about it. I would like to request you as chair and treasurer to provide immediate minutes of our last meeting. I would like to also find out what was the recent process utilized to dismiss the current or just former business manager.
Bella,
I want to know what wants.
Bella,
let me speak and do not interrupt.
Bella, I'm calling you out of order.
I would like to also ask what was the process of turning our books over to Netta.
Bella, I had to mute you because you're out of order.
That's not Janine to the stack.
Yes, Bill. Janine, what do you want?
I agree that those could be discussion points on our agenda. I think that's what she's asking for, and I would agree.
I think on our agenda that some of these things will be discussed under the chair's announcements. There'll be discussion.
Well, I would only say that those specifically should be addressed. And I would like for her to be unmuted. I appeal the ruling of the chair for muting her, having been muted for 15 minutes at the last meeting for a follow-up question. So,
Janine, again, we're in the agenda approval portion of the meeting, and you're attempting to take over the meeting from the chair.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so
orders of the day. Staff calling for orders of the day.
Okay.
I am appealing the ruling of the chair for muting Bella.
There are no. I'm going to unmute Bella now. I'm going to unmute Bella now, and if she continues to talk, I'm going to have to mute her again. Okay. Bella. So Bella is now unmuted.
Janine to the stack.
Okay, what is
Grace,
your... What?
This is Grace. I have a request for information.
Janine to the staff, point of information.
What is your information, Grace? Point of information.
I would like to know we're on agenda approval.
Why is there preferential treatment here?
Because I asked for a point of information before.
But I
you
asked
did,
first.
Janine.
I asked first. I asked to be recognized first.
Janine, you asked for the stack. You didn't ask for a point of information. A point of information takes precedence over asking for the stack.
In any case...
So does a point of order. I'm not trying to stifle you, Janine. I'm just
saying
that I have a question. Can you please let me proceed? Point of information, if you look at Robert's rules, a point of information, a point of order take precedence over... the chair recognizing somebody to speak on an agenda item. Okay.
Grace,
my question is this. Is it possible that you can ask Bella if she has an addition to that she wants to put on the agenda and where she wants to place it?
Well, Bella can speak for herself. I've unmuted her. And why are we going through?
I would like to know who really controls this meeting. Is it Grace or is it the chair?
Bella, hold on. Why are you wasting all the time at agenda approval from getting to the actual reports from our new general manager and a report from NETA on the financial situation of the station? Why are you going into the attempting to change this meeting from the way it's been organized in the agenda?
Janine, with point of information.
What's your point of information, Janine?
I would like to add, I would like to see why we're not adding the three things she asked for to the agenda.
Ruth Strauss to the stat.
Hold on,
and Lawrence
Ruth.
To the stat. Lawrence to the stat, please.
Lawrence, what's your question, Lawrence?
I believe people ask for this. I didn't ask for a point of information. I'd like to be on the sack after I believe Ruth Strauss.
Okay. Hold on a second. I haven't taken a stack yet. This process of approving the agenda should be fairly perfunctory and go quite smoothly so we can get into the meat of this meeting. And I'm just wondering why all this, controversy at the beginning of the meeting.
So I'd like to state a point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Okay, I believe that, I don't believe there's a codified policy in regards to the muting and unmuting of members. If that kind of perfunctory is going to continue, then I would really be concerned about the way this meeting runs. And an agenda sometimes is pretty simple. If there are people who are requesting for things to be added to the agenda, then I believe that's another chair. Further, really quick, I believe that if you intend to mute anybody, they should be someone that's completely out of order, that you should not do it unilaterally without the consent of the committee. Thank you.
Lawrence, are we going to spend the next 30 minutes arguing over the agenda and all these points? What the chair said is that information is going to be provided. Who's making a point of order?
Michael Novick is making a point of order.
What's your point of order, Michael?
My point of order is it's inappropriate for you to respond in the way you are to everything everybody said. There is a valid point that was raised by Lawrence Reyes, the point of order, which is that the agenda is always the prerogative of the body, not of the chair. You propose an agenda. There were proposals for additions to the agenda. We need to decide what, if anything, we want to add to the agenda before we approve it. Please proceed with that so we can conduct our business.
Staff moves that we approve the agenda.
Ruth, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that the agenda either needs to have these items added, or if it is approved, that there should be an opportunity for the items that were mentioned to be added. There is no reason to have a fixed agenda and exclude things that members want to discuss. Thank you.
Okay. The chair is saying that a lot of the points that people want to discuss are going to be covered by the chair's announcements, by the general manager, and by the report on the financials. Do people understand that? I'm saying that I'm going to cover some of the points that people want to talk about, and there'll be discussion.
Bell up to the staff.
Who's that?
Bell up to be heard.
What do you want to say, Bill?
I would like my items to be agendized within the content of the body of the agenda. You gave no exact measurement of any points of discussion. When you say discussion by the chair, that could be anything. I am pointing out the areas of concern to this body. And instead of you making us waste so much time, you should add them. You should include them agendized right away.
I'm saying that they're covered by the announcements from the chair.
Then your ruling is out of order.
Thank you, Bella. Again, there's been a motion to approve the agenda. Is there any opposition to approving?
Chair, point of order.
What's
he
your point of order?
I'm on my point of order, but...
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
I did the point of order. You did not rule, Chair.
What was your point of order, Lawrence? Refresh my memory.
My point of order was that there should not be any discriminatory practices in muting and unmuting people, and also that the three items that have been requested to be added to the agenda be considered. I mean, those are perfectly reasonable things that a chair considers, and it's part of the process to do that before or after an agenda is approved. It's not, it is the property of the body once the agenda is submitted to the body. It's not the property of the chair.
Understood.
So that's what I'm asking you to rule on.
What are the three
items?
Name the three items.
Okay, I just got them in an email. One is the firing of a personnel person. Two, new budget submitted by the GM. And three is the timeline of financials from NEDA.
Let Lawrence speak.
So those are the three items that were submitted by, I believe, I got an email from Janine. I don't know if they
saying that those items are covered in the chair's announcements and also announcements and discussion by the general manager. Is that good enough for you, or do you want, what else do you want?
Bella, to the stack to be heard.
Bella?
Yes. What we need to do is the following. Under chairs, I will go this far. Under chairs announcements, we can have A, B, C, D, and they should be in the following order. The first one is dismissal. The procedure used and criteria for dismissing the business manager at this time.
Bella, we can't go. That cannot be gone into in public session.
Oh, interesting. You just announced that you were going to cover that. You just announced to the body that you were going to be covering that within your announcement. I also spoke about two other areas. And the other area is, now I'm losing my trend. We have lost so much time. The other one is concerning the membership, committee membership, which is a sticking point. I noticed that you're moving people around on the list. Even Ruth Strauss was moved to the left, and she has been a member of this committee since January.
Bella, that was all going to be covered in the chair's announcements.
Really? So anything anybody brings up,
your statements out of order. We are at the point of approving the agenda.
You are preventing this body from functioning as a legitimate committee because you are becoming a dictatorship. You are creating a dictatorship. And
I'm
you're
just
not
trying
allowing
to,
the board
members. Bella, please, Beth, you have the floor.
Thank you. I consider all of this dilatory. We're half an hour into this meeting. All of these items are going to become covered under existing agenda items. None of them will be neglected. And to delay the function of this committee yet again is just appalling.
So,
Bella, to the stack.
No, Bella, you've already spoken, Bella.
Agenda. Where are the minutes for all the LSB for the last year and a half, 2 years? If we're going to talk about minutes.
We're not even dealing with minutes at this point. We're dealing with the agenda. So the question is there any objection to accepting the agenda as given?
This is Grace. I have an objection.
Who's this?
Can I make a suggestion, please? Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Can you please add Bella's second two items to the agenda under just put two questions from Bella as part of your to answer as part of your chair report. We cannot discuss the removal or unremoval or whatever of a staff member. That is a closed session item. But the other two questions from Bella, you can put in the agenda, please.
Okay, two questions from Bella.
I move that those two questions be added to the chair's report in the agenda. That's a motion.
Is there any objection to that? I've added that as item 7 after the chair's announcements. Two questions from Bella.
No, that would be item 6. That would be item 6.
I have no way of indenting this, Bella, so I'm trying to do the best I can with Word document. So I've added it underneath the chair's announcements, okay? So is there any objection to accepting the agenda as it is now?
As amended.
As amended.
Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As amended. Hearing none, we have an agenda. Okay. Item 3 on the, I'm going to read the agenda for the stream. Item 1 on the agenda is roll call. Item 2 is approval of agenda, which we just completed. Item 3 is announced date and time and place of next meeting. Item 4, approved minutes from the last meeting, if any. Then there's a space for item 5. Item 6 is chair's announcements. Under chair's announcements, two questions from Bella has been added. Item 8 on the agenda, report.
Mr. Chair, can you read the two items for the stream? Can you read the two items for the stream?
Bella, I don't have them written down here. Item 8 on the agenda is report from General Manager Mikhail Quesada. Item 9, report and discussion of August FY21 P&L financials from NETA. Item 10, review KPFK FY22 budget timeline. Item 11, update news from the National Finance Committee. Item 12 is adjournment, sometime after 6 p.m. Okay, so we're now at item 3 on the agenda. Announce date, time, and place of next meeting. The Finance Committee meets on the second Wednesday of the month. The second Wednesday of November is 11:10. And we'll be meeting at 4 p.m. at that time.
Alan Beek with an objection.
What's your objection to the date and time of the next?
Description of the timing of the meetings that has been passed out says that the Finance Committee will meet the Wednesday before the LSB meeting.
Well,
that is generally the second Wednesday of the month, but on 3 months out of the year is not. And I think we should staying right before the LSB meeting. That makes it more convenient.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. But the 10th is the Wednesday before the LSB meeting in November, as far as I understand. Okay, so I've stated the time and date for the next meeting as November 10th. I'm moving now to item 4 on the agenda, which is approval of minutes from the last meeting. I haven't finished the minutes, so I'm going to have to distribute them after this meeting sometime this month. I'm sorry about that. So there's no minutes for approval at this point in time.
All right. Michael Novick of the SEC.
Yes, Michael. I recognize you, Michael. You have the floor.
The LSB meeting in November is not until the 21st because it's the third Sunday, which is the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. So if we want to meet prior to that meeting on the 21st, it would be a later, it would be, I guess, the 18th.
The rule is that we meet the second Wednesday of the month.
Well, here's the thing. It often seems, if I could just finish my point, it often seems that if we meet that early in the month, there's no chance whatsoever of getting financials. And it would be useful if we could have the financials for the meeting.
Could the chair respond? This month we got the P&L financials a day before this meeting, and that should probably be the norm. Let me ask a question. Julie Kennard, can you confirm that NIDA will be providing financials by the first week of next month?
I'm responding for Julie. I guess she will be able to submit this information. But Julie has had to go to, because they are here, two guys from NETA, and they are just going through all the documents and all the invoices that were on Barry's office.
Thank you, Miguel.
This is Grace with a request for information.
What's your request for information, Grace?
I'd like to know. I'm a little confused. Does Michael Novick or Alan Beek wish to put forward a motion to move the meeting to the 18th instead of the 10th?
John Wenger to the SAC, please.
Ruth Strauss to the SAC.
This is a question. I just want to know if there's a motion on the floor.
Michael, do you want
to move the meeting?
Michael, do you want to respond?
I did not make a motion.
Alan, you do not have the floor. Let Michael respond. Michael, you have the floor.
My concern was about the financials. Yes, my concern was about the financials. So if we think that financials will be available that early in the month, then let's just leave it on the second Wednesday.
Janine, John Wenger to the queue. I was first.
John, you have the floor, and then Janine.
Yeah, I move that we change the rule so that it makes sense. It's unreasonable. If the LSB meeting is going to move, as I think it reasonably does move, it makes sense for the Finance Committee meeting to move along with it. It should be tethered to 1 week. It should be the Wednesday before the LSB meeting. So I propose a new rule that the Finance Committee meeting follows the
John, do you want to just make
it consistent with the LSB meeting? With the LSB meeting, it shall meet the Wednesday before the LSB meeting. And that holds for 12 months.
Hold on, John. Stop speaking. That's just too complicated. Why don't you just make a motion to move the November meeting to the 18th, and we'll vote on it.
It's not too complicated. You just have to work on the wording a little bit. The LSB meeting meetings move.
John, this is taking far too.
The principle, Fred, just listen to me. It's really simple. The Finance Committee meeting shall meet the Wednesday before the
John,
LSB
you made
meeting.
Your point. John, you made your point. Not, you know, 11
out
of public.
One
month out of the year.
It's pretty simple.
1 month out of the year, we're going to have to change it.
Is that a motion? I second the motion.
It is a motion. I move that this be the that we move to. I move to alter the rule that the LSB that the Finance Committee meeting shall meet one Wednesday before the LSB meeting.
John, we're just going. We're talking just specifically about November. Why don't you just so you move that we move the meeting to the 18th? I'm going to take a vote on this.
Okay. The answer for you, Fred, is that the answer is we do this every year because we don't, we're too lazy to change the rule to a one sentence principle. And so this has been happening like for 4 years in a row. That's the answer to your question.
Who's speaking? Grace, I recognize you, Grace.
Point of order. Fred, John has a legitimate motion on the floor. It's simple. And it now belongs to the body.
Okay.
As chair, you should allow the body to vote on this.
I don't understand the motion. How does it change?
It says that the Finance Committee shall meet the Wednesday before the monthly LSB meeting. That's it.
That's right. Utterly
okay,
simple.
Okay,
simple.
Hold on. I'm typing in the motion.
Janine for discussion.
She'll meet the Wednesday.
Bella for discussion.
Yeah. There's no more discussion.
May
we're going to vote on.
Discussion?
Okay.
May I speak in the discussion?
Hold on while I type, while I enter in this motion's language. Okay. We'll have more discussion. Finance Committee shall meet the, Wednesday
before the monthly LSB meeting.
I accept that wording as a friendly amendment.
May I speak?
Hold on.
Alan B.
Hold on, Alan, stop. Who seconded this motion?
I did.
No second is needed in committee.
Okay.
May I speak to the motion?
Hold on. Who's requesting the floor?
Bella to the staff.
This is Alan Beek. May I speak to the motion?
Yes,
Bella,
Alan.
Bella
hold
has
up.
To be recognized earlier.
Hold on a second. I have to step away from the computer here. I need to get a piece of paper to write the stack on.
This is Alan Beek. I wish to speak to the motion.
He'll be right back, Alan.
I'm back. Okay. Alan, you have the floor. You want to speak on the motion.
Bella asked to be recognized before, but
Janine
asked to speak as well.
Hold on. I'm giving Alan first, and then Bella, and then Janine. Alan, you have the floor.
The motion is not necessary because it is the rule already. If you read the description of the LSB that was distributed last week, it says very plainly that the finance meeting shall be on the Wednesday before the LSB.
I don't know where I don't.
True of the governance meeting. They will both be on the same day, same evening. And that's already what the rule is. So we don't need this motion because it's already done.
I don't know I don't know that's a rule, Alan. Bella, you have the floor.
Yes, that is a ruling. And also in this agenda, you have no provision for motions. You have this is a very, very restrictive agenda. So I'm wondering where you are including if you were going to put any motion. And that should not be a motion. As Alan just said, it's a stated policy.
Janine?
Well, one of the reasons I wanted it for discussion during this meeting is that we're looking at August financials. And I texted James Sagerton last night for the Finance Committee, National Finance Committee, because I believe we talked about shortening the turnaround at the national level of our financials so that we could get the previous month's financials to look at on a monthly basis. So that's one of the reasons I wanted this as an agenda item to discuss as to why, how do we work it so that we can be looking at the previous month's financials when we meet.
I believe
so that right now I don't, yeah, so that would relate directly to what date we're choosing. So I propose that we actually decide on, after this is discussed during the meeting today, that we decide on our next meeting at the end before we adjourn.
Well, this motion would set the date for the next meeting.
Right, but we would hear about how that turnaround would need to work in order for us to be meeting with the previous month's financials.
Janine, I think that's a red herring, and that's not untrue, that there's any way to speed up the generation of monthly financials from NEDA. And the person from NEDA can directly speak to that issue when they have when they make their report, if they make their report. Is there anybody
Can I have a follow-up, Fred?
Is there anybody else who wants to speak on this issue? Hold on, Janine. Is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack?
Fred, this is Paulina. I just wanted to know that I've been on the call for the last 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Janine, do you have a follow-up?
Fred, Paul Robertson is here as well. Thank you.
Paul Robertson?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I've been here for a little while as well.
Okay.
I had said Ruth to the stack.
Okay. Okay, Janine, I'll let you follow up since just for continuity's sake.
I believe we've discussed this before, and the issue is the National Finance Committee. Perhaps Beth or you could comment directly on that if financials were delivered to NEDA within a week of the end of the month, turnaround would just be in a few days. I believe this was discussed at a previous Finance Committee meeting. So I asked James Sagerton to discuss it at last night's meeting, and I don't know whether it was ever brought up. So I do believe that there's a way to do this, and I would like to pursue that, because right now looking at August financials really is not helpful. I think we can all agree on that. So thank you.
The chair needs to respond to this. We did not discuss this at last night's NFC meeting, and my understanding is there is no way to speed up the P&L financials, that they need a month after the month closing to collect all the billing statements and get all the data entered into the general ledger. That process cannot be speeded up. So it's 5 weeks after the month-end closing that the financials were released. The rule at the NFC is after the NFC has had a chance to look at the financials, they can be released to the LSBs and to the other governance units and to anybody who wants them. So, since the NFC meets the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, the soonest that the financials are available will be the second Wednesday of the month.
Bella, to the staff.
Okay. Ruth, you have the floor. Ruth?
Julie to the stack.
Julie, I'm putting you on the stack. Ruth, you want to speak? Would you please, you have the floor. And I'm putting Julie in front of Bella because Bella has already spoken multiple times. Julie Kennard from NETA. Julie, you have the floor.
Yes, I just wanted to respond to the questions about the timing of the financial statement. I apologize. I just ran down the stairs to answer that, to make a point about that. I know this year has been challenging, actually the past couple of years, given that we've spent most of our time working on getting caught up with the audit that we're behind. Now that we're, you know, pretty caught up with that, we're working on 2021 in a normal time frame that that would be worked on. I think it is safe to assume that you will be getting financial statements much earlier than you have before. The first week of a month is not what I would consider reasonable. Most places would expect it by the 15th at the latest. And again, I'm just making a point of comment here that yes, we foresee that this fiscal year coming up, starting this month, we'll have financials out much faster. You wouldn't be essentially 2 months behind. You would be, you know, seeing the month prior at your meeting. I didn't catch, though, when that meeting is supposed to be with all the back and forth, what that settled on, but I just wanted to toss that out there.
So,
Bella to the stack.
Hold off. I have the chair would like to clarify the issue with Julie. Does that mean that the August financials would be available September 15th, possibly be by September 15th, or are you talking about October 15th?
Well, are you using that as an example?
Yes.
Since we've already done August. Yes, so August would be September by September 15th. September would be out by October 15th. But October is that this first month here for September might be a little bit of is going to be a potential stretch because of what we're doing with KPFK and picking that up. I usually do most of the other stuff along with Tamara, but this has taken me out of pocket for over a week. So I would think that by November, you would expect to see the October financials by November 15th.
So this is a new timeline and you can pretty much guarantee that?
Well, I don't like to speak for Anita and Tamara and guarantee any of that, but I think that that is reasonable to expect. You know, this depends, you know, we do have to rely on several of the stations to get their information in, and that's something that we're working to improve. Some people are super, super on it, and some not so much. So, but I don't think that the 15th is necessarily unreasonable. I cannot promise that September will be there for the October 15th meeting, but I can say that it will be one of my big commitments that November 15th hopefully will be on the right cycle.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julie. I had, I believe, Jean and then Bella.
No, excuse me, Fred. I was on the stack. You said Ruth has the floor, and then you went to Julie, which I understand because she is important. I am the person that got interrupted, and so it is my turn.
And then,
okay, Ruth, I kept on asking for you to take the floor. And
no, you did not. I started to speak. Excuse me. I started to speak, and you called on Julie. Do not say that. Okay, that is exactly what happened.
Okay, Ruth, you have the floor.
That's not true, Ruth. Nobody heard you, Ruth. You were muted. Nobody heard you.
I'm sorry. I wasn't muted.
Why is someone speaking out of order?
Because
okay, I'll just go ahead and make my point. It's a very simple point, okay? My only point was that I do not think that we should be get, you know, it doesn't matter to me at this point. I'm not the treasurer or the per NIDA or anything. Doesn't matter to me necessarily what month we get. What I am saying is that we cannot get the financial report the day before the meeting. That's just unrealistic. It's expecting too much for people to be able to review them one day before the meeting because people may have other things. So I think one day before the meeting is you know, not good. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Ruth. And if the new timeline is correct, then you'll probably have a week to look over the financials. I, too, have to deal with this at the National Finance Committee level, that we get documents the same day as the meeting, and it's very difficult. I agree. Okay, I had Bella and then Janine. You've both spoken at least once already, so please be brief.
I would like to thank Julie for being with us. In the real world, I am a professional bookkeeper. All the financials are submitted by the 10th or the 15th, at least by the 15th of the month. So that's reasonable. But we began getting our financials, for instance, February. We got it in April and so forth. So we cannot work that way, and this has only hampered us locally. Now we are not going to be getting local reports, and that is a major concern for me, major, because at least that gives us a comparable. The other thing is that we still are not getting all the reports that we need on a monthly basis, and that is balance sheet.
Bella, what does this have to do with the meeting date? Because that's the point on the agenda we're considering. A motion to move the meeting date to the Wednesday previous to the Sunday LSB meeting.
I am going to get to that if you stop interrupting the people that are speaking. And I agree with Janine that we can no longer operate in the time clock that we have been. If we are operating with the previous month, then that gives us ample time to analyze. And if we get, so by the 15th, we should be meeting on the third Wednesday of the month, that gives us, well, that doesn't work either. Because, if we meet on the third Wednesday of the month, we would be dealing with the prior month. And that's where we need to be. And everything else is just whipped cream. So, and we need all the appropriate monthly reports. Thank you.
Janine, you have the floor to speak on the motion, hopefully.
Well, I wanted to see from Mikkel's standpoint, if we got a commitment from NIDA of the 15th, or if we could find out from Julie, when does she need Mikkel to submit things in order to ensure that we have our financials by the 15th? Because it has been brought up in this committee before that a bookkeeper, a temp that would come in for one or two days a week, especially now that he's dealing with not having a business manager, might be able to help supply NIDA in a timely fashion of what is needed. And so I want to hear from the two of them on what needs to happen in order for us to get to be insured of those reports by the 15th.
Who's speaking? Please mute your microphone.
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Yes, you may speak.
Can I do some kind of report? And because it's 5 o'clock and I've been listening to you all, and frankly, it's 1 hour of my time that has been gone away with some things that I don't want to listen, frankly. I think this is very inappropriate. The first thing I want to tell you, Chair, if I may, is that specifically our business officer was laid off by the Pacifica National Board last Friday, to my dismay, okay? I didn't approve. But it seems like there was a background, whatever. Anyway, I move ahead, I comply, that's it. But I didn't lay out the current or the former business officer. Now, I was told to have the support from NITA, and I have to say here that I appreciate the help of the two people that NETA has brought here, and the person that will work with me on a regular basis, on a day-to-day, which is Julie, and George as auditor. They came yesterday to the station, and they are dealing with lots of stacks of invoices, lots of documentation, and trying to get their way to obviously comply with the financials. So at this point, to tell you if you're going to have the financials, meaning the P&L, on the 10th, on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, I don't see, frankly, the point. The point is to go through all our expenses and obviously try to get rid of what we have duplicated, and try to stay atop of what we have now. So this is one thing. The second thing is about the budget. Yes, with the former business officer, we were able to draft a budget for the fiscal year 22. This is a budget that I submit when I wrote my email to make clear that I wasn't that I didn't agree with this decision of the PNB, especially at the beginning of a fund drive. So I copied there. This was an email address to my supervisor, which is the interim executive director, with a copy to the president of to the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and also to the finance committee, the National Finance Committee, my local station board, Michael Novick, and Fred Blair. This was sent last week. I don't think that is appropriate now to distribute this budget, because we are now going to other kind of issues in the financials. This is one thing. And the other thing is that we are having a fundraise right now that is not, in any case, raising the money we should expect. And that brings me to one last point, which is we've been harvesting this field that much that the field is absolutely depleted. And so on the meeting of this Sunday with the local station board, I'll try to, in my report, focus on what is the direction and the objective during the next 6 months at least, because we cannot run on this as desperate as we are now all the time. This frankly doesn't, it won't fly ever. And finally, before some of the questions of you, look, I myself, I am committed to this station, and I'm trying to be atop of anything, and I'm trying to answer every single person that addresses to me. But this is incredible. This is too much. I can bear with hundreds of emails of things going back on and off, because my email address is on certain list. So I will respectfully ask the president of our local station board if I can be removed from some of the list, because frankly, I appreciate the passion you put. I appreciate the time you take for the station and how you care for the station. but we have other things here to run. Basically, well, we have, unfortunately, we have a plane that is stalling and is spinning, and I want to recover this plane, no matter how. And this is frankly what I wanted to convey to you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Miguel. Is that completes your report? You're going to leave to go back to work, right? Or are you going to answer some questions?
Yes, if there's any brief question, I have no problem answering.
Yes, I'll take a short stack to ask Miguel questions. Who would like to be on the stack?
This is Dave.
Dave?
Michael Heiss.
Michael, I've got you. Anybody else? Michael Novick?
Michael Novick.
Okay.
Grace. Bella. Grace.
Grace. And then Bella.
Yep. Preference always.
And who else? I heard somebody's name. I didn't get it. Okay. I'm going to start the questions. Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you, General Manager, for attending the meeting. I had two quick questions. Number one, on the latest financials, we once again seeing these outrageous expenses for the phones at KPFK, and I'm sure you're aware of it, and I don't expect you to have an answer, but I hope that you would look into possibly reducing our telephone expenses, which seem to be outrageously high at KPFK compared to the other stations. In the form of a real question, I wanted to ask if you've actually hired anyone, either as a 1099 or a temporary worker. I believe, and other people on this call can verify for me, I believe we were supposed to have a hiring freeze at this time, and I just wanted to confirm that we haven't hired anyone again, even part-time or something like that, if we're adhering to the hiring freeze. And that's all. Thank you very much for being with us today. That's it.
Miguel, you have the floor.
Thank you. Yep. Yes, very briefly. Regarding the phones, as of today, we've started to work with Brian of KPFA. He has all the contracts, and we talk with him, and I think that we will be able to shape this outrageous payment, monthly payment, at least by the half. So you can be sure about that. Not only this, there are other recurring expenditures that we're dealing with. And the second question is, yes, there's a freeze. To my knowledge, there hasn't been any other hiring.
Dave, thank you for your questions.
That was all for me. Thank you. Thank you.
Michael Heiss, you have the floor.
Just a quick question. Is the business manager position something that is caught up in the hiring freeze, or given the severity and need for that type of position at this time, is that a position that will be filled either by a full-time person or a part-time 1099, whatever? It would seem that that's a vital slot that we just really need filled at this point.
Michael, to my knowledge, this position is not going to be filled. It's going to be held by, it's going to be outsourced and with the help of someone, one member of the current staff. Maybe in the future, if we are able to again rise, we can talk about that, but for the near future and going ahead, this position is not going to be filled with anybody else.
All right, but at least you do have a plan. Thank you for some way to cover those responsibilities.
Yes, exactly. I will cover the responsibility along with Julia from NETA and another member of our staff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael Novick, you have the floor.
Janine, to the staff.
Yeah, thank you, Mikhail. I appreciate that you are writing up a report for the LSB meeting. I did receive the budget proposal. I was traveling, and I refrained from sending it out after I got back because of the rest of what was going on. So I think we can look at that in the future and you know, discuss it with you. I do think that, you know, putting forward a kind of a 6-month plan, it would be a great, advantage. And I think that that, is part of what should shape the budget is what that plan should be. So I appreciate your efforts on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Novick, for your words. Look, my priority now is financials, although I would love to step in the programming right away, but I mean, if we don't, if we aren't aware of where we are now, we are not going to be able to keep on going on.
Right. Thank you.
Grace, you have the floor.
Yes. Welcome, Mikhail. Thank you for being willing to take on this challenging position. I have a few questions for you. I'm very concerned about the fund drive. Can you give us some detail about how are the per day fund drive totals looking? Can you tell us which programs are bringing in the most income, and also if you have any plans to modify the fund drive in any way so that it's more productive?
Thank you, Grace. I'm going to be also brief with this. Look, the fund drive looks dire, so to speak. And it looks dire, basically, as I said before, because this kind of field, we've been harvesting a lot and again and again and again and again and again. I don't know if you've been able to go to Haiti, but it's really sad to see mountains, fields, etc., earth that doesn't support anything because it has been so damagedly harvested all over the times that you cannot plan anything there. So this is what we are facing now. I mean, we are preempting firms in the imaginary kind of solution that maybe another firm will bring us some money to resist. But this is food for today, and this is hanger for tomorrow. So that's what I would like to discuss this plan with the local station board and obviously with the national board. I mean, we need some tranquility and a direction and a stability, a programming stability, and regain listeners. That's it. And it's going to be easy. Okay.
Lawrence to the staff.
I've got you, Lawrence. The stack is next is Bella, Janine, and then Lawrence. Anybody else at this point? Miguel does have to go do other things, so let's try and keep this short. Okay, Bella, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Miguel, for being here, and I fully understand your frustration. You're being pulled from so many different sides. The August financials, I understand that this position is not going to be filled for the many reasons in the very near future, but it's a position that we do need filled on a part-time basis so that a person can then be pulling the daily stuff and entering it into Grapeling. This is essential. I have noticed that our that we have extraneous expenses. And aside from the telephone, we also have issues that we have not been paying our national office. But we also have very strange classifications for expenses like premiums. And these premiums are extremely, extremely high. And so my understanding was that we were going to do away with premiums because we have to. Because we have to. Can you address that situation? There are many other ways to getting around that and offering other benefits to the listeners and members versus with these expensive premiums. The numbers are astronomical. And I am sorry to hear that you are trying to detach yourself from the email list, because it also tells me that the membership and listeners will not be able to reach you. And we need programming decisions to shift away from where we have been. This is why this fund drive and any other fund drive with the same programming grid will not serve us right. We need to change the programming. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bella. Well, all I want to add is that we have to go step by step. I mean, we cannot reach everything at the same time. Although we have to move on the same direction, we have to move lots of things on the same direction. We have to align some things on the same direction. Look, regarding the premiums, this is one of my concerns, and was one of my concerns, because when I look at the information that this company, Allegiance, is giving us about the contributions that we receive from our listeners, because of these premiums, I would like to say thank you, Gibbs. Obviously, this amount is not a net amount, but I have made sure that this kind of premiums doesn't go up until, I don't know, 10, 15%. Anyway, we are trying to cut these premiums and only these premiums that basically are anything that we have to send. If we have other kind of thank you gifts that are, I don't know, downloading any kind of a product by internet, this has no cost. And I totally agree with you, but about the perming. But look, this is not something like a miracle. You have to be consistent. You have to be stable. Don't regret myself to get out of this list, because frankly, I mean, I am sacked with all the message I receive and all the opinions and all the likes. And I understand, and again, I understand the passion, and I understand the care that all of you have for the station. But here there are some, I want to believe that all the people that are working here are professionals, and if there is anything that obviously you feel it's not done in the good direction, there is a local station board, there are committees to raise the voice, but to reach every single opinion to every single person of the station, I just think that this doesn't work. It's very discouraging. Thank you.
Janine, you have the floor.
Hi, thank you. Mikkel, I want you to know I just took you off an email thread per your request. So
thank you.
I can understand why you are requesting that. I just wanted to get back to this question of what can, because there is no longer a business manager, there's been resistance to having any kind of temporary help at the station, just like a person one day a week.
And I don't know whether Julie's still on the call, but I would, from your standpoint, would it be helpful? I know it would be helpful for us to have things readily available. But I'm saying that as far as you delivering to Nita and us trying to get that turnaround of the 15th, because I will probably do a motion for that, requesting that they supply the financials by the 15th. Is there, would that be helpful on your end? It's, you know, it's relatively a small amount of money for somebody to come in and do the books once a week. And would that be helpful?
Thank you, Janine. At this stage, I think it wouldn't be helpful. I think that this is a new model. Well, I hope it works. It certainly seems to work on the other stations in Washington and in New York. It isn't, and I guess in Houston too. It is not my model. Don't be confused. I would love to have our business manager at the station. I haven't been given the chance. I was only 15 days in this position. So I'm going to be frankly, either I resign or I go ahead. So, well, I decided to go ahead. So, and I expect, and I am sure that, Julie and George and the people from NETA, we'll do their job and we will go through this dire time. So in the near future, to answer your question, I don't see that nobody being at the station for hours or for half a time would be helpful. I truly believe that this system is a completely different system. We're going to work both along the budget and then and I think it's going to work. Chair, Julie is here. Can she add some to my explanation? Some things to my explanation?
Of course. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, I just wanted to add that keep in mind that it's not just Julie and George, although George is predominantly working the audit side. Mm-hmm. But you know, I will be working with this. We have a staff accountant who works on this, and we have a payroll specialist who works on this. The payroll specialist has already been working with KPFK's payroll, so nothing changes with that. We already have that assigned and handled by someone. I will be training the staff accountant. She already knows how to do her job. I'll just be telling her, I'll be providing to her the information that needs to be processed. So you have a full kind of staff that's going to be working on this. It just doesn't happen to be sitting in this office. We will be posting things daily. We'll be receiving things daily. As they come, we'll be setting up a schedule with Mikhail and George and myself. We just haven't been able to get to that today. But I would say by the end of the week, we'll have definitely a schedule in place of how things are sent, when they're sent, and how we're going to, but we process on a daily basis. So,
Chair, is George who's going to add on the words of Julie.
Yes. Good evening. Julie said it very effectively there, and so just want to impress that what we have here is a team of professionals that are very familiar with public broadcasting, and we're familiar with the other divisions. I've worked on, I think, the last four audits, and we're trying to start the next audit. But I think as we get through this, there's a bit of a conversion process and a bit of digging out. There's a lot of work we have to sort out. You're going to find better statements and information, and it's just as quick as Mikhail running upstairs and asking a question to ask us, call or email, and we're responsive. I think he and you as a committee are going to be very pleased moving forward. There's just a little bit of a hill to climb to do this conversion and get things kind of caught up, and also getting the cash flow working better needs to happen so that we can be caught up and vendors are happy and responsive.
Okay. I only have to add to what Dave said that I'm doing a leap of faith. I know that they are professionals, and this is simply another way to work. It's fine. Move ahead, and we will see. I'm sure what they are saying. I mean, I don't have to doubt about their saying. So.
Yeah, and one thing I left out. I think Mikhail's got good plans. We've got the communication system set up where an existing staff member can be our contact and conduit for information. And so it doesn't take anybody with bookkeeping skills, just somebody that's somewhat organized and can forward information to us, and then our people take it from there.
Thank you, George.
On the stack, Chair?
Yes, I have you on the stack, Lawrence. And you're going to be the last one because I think we have to cut this segment short. It's now 5:30. So, Lawrence, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. So, I'm hoping, and I'm going to take a leap of faith along with Mikhail, in regards to the effectiveness and the professionalism of NEDA. One of the reasons that the previous position was eliminated, David Johnson, was to cut an expense, right, and also to have this farmed out to a more effective body, a more effective organization like NEDA. My question to you, Mikhail, and I guess to Julie and George. George, I'm on the audit committee, and I've received the audit reports, and I really appreciate you a lot. I appreciate the work that NEDA's doing. But my concern is, if this was to cut expenses, are you actually in Los Angeles? And who paid for the travel if you and Julie are in Los Angeles? I may be mistaken, but I'm on the phone right now. Because if we're trying to, cut back wherever we can. If you could answer that. I appreciate it because one of the justifications that was used was an expense cut.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Yeah, this is George. I'm not sure how that's going to be allocated, but Pacifica paid for the agreement. It doesn't.
Go ahead.
All right, just getting some.
Hello. Hello.
Who's speaking?
Hi. George.
Go ahead, George. We have a lot of noise in the background. Would people please mute their microphones so we can all hear George? What's George saying? Go ahead, George. You have the floor.
Yeah, and I wasn't involved with the decisions leading up to this, but there's going to be a cut in expenses, but it's not a cut to zero. And there's still costs involved for slices of our time, and as well as postage and mailing and travel when it's necessary, which really was in this case.
What I've been...
Right here.
Yeah. Yeah. George is in West Coast. Julie is on East Coast. But anyway, I've been told, so I'll discover later that in this particular travel is not going to be KPFK, the business unit that's going to hold this trouble that you are asking specifically, Lawrence. Obviously, the work of these professionals is going to be paid by KPFK for sure. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you, and that concerns me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome. Thank you, Miguel, for giving your report and answering all the questions. I think this is very informative for people, and there'll probably be a lot of discussions going on for the next week about this, and including at the LSB.
Okay.
We got into this discussion sort of in a sideways manner. We were debating a motion on changing the date of the finance committee to be the Wednesday before the next LSB meeting, and I want to take us back to that, and I want to actually take a vote on. Can the chair request somebody to call the motion so we can vote on that date and get that passed so we have a date certain to meet for next month?
Sure, I call the question.
Who's that? Was that John?
John Wenger, the maker of the motion.
Okay. Is there any, so I'm going to take a vote at this point.
Could you ask if there are any objections?
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objections to this motion?
Can we hear the motion, please?
Yes, I'll read it to you. What did the computer do to my? Okay. Okay, we're going to set the finance committee meeting date as always being the Wednesday before the next LSB meeting. Is there any objection?
Well, the wording was the KPFK finance committee shall meet the Wednesday before the upcoming LSB meeting.
Thank you. I don't know who that was, but thank you. I can't.
That's John Wenger, the maker of the. That's John Wenger, the maker of the motion.
Yeah, on my spreadsheet somehow my text got mashed up. So, is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we move our next meeting to November. Was it November 18th? Hold on. I'm sorry, the next meeting will be November 17th.
17th.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm now moving to point four on the agenda, which is approval of minutes. As I said, I'm late in getting the minutes in. I will get them in sometime later this month, and I'll email them to everybody on the committee. This point is finished, and we move to point six on my agenda, which is chair's announcements. And I have bullet points here, so I'm going to read from them. My first announcement is that we now have a new general manager who's been here this is the second time that he's appeared at this meeting, and we also have a new professional organization, NIDA, that's going to do our accounting functions, and they are going to report on the current situation. And NIDA is a full-service media support organization and a nonprofit to boot. NIDA is going to do the KPFK business manager function. The business manager function is now moved to them. They're replacing our in-house business manager function at an estimated cost of approximately two-thirds reduction in the cost of doing this job. And of course, Nita will be providing services and financial advice to our general manager Miguel and other KPFK managers as needed. Okay, the next point on my chair's announcements was LSB policy on public members of the committee. I believe back in April, we passed a new policy statement that said that we could have a maximum of public members of the of committees. That's one less than the number of LSB members of committees. And I assume that this pertains to full voting members of the committee. I objected at that time, to this policy, but the policy was passed, and therefore as the chair and officer of the LSB, I have to implement this policy. At last month's meeting, I added three new voting members to the agenda for the finance committee, and I was mistaken that I could only add two. So I requested that these three last people that were added, that they decide among themselves which one of them would become a non-voting member of the finance committee. I'm making a chair's policy that I will be following the policy for voting members, public voting members of the finance committee as stated, but I will accept all public that wants to join this committee. I will add them to our mailing list and send them documents, but they will not be able to vote. So, because we have about four additional public members that now meet the meeting requirement of three sequential meetings, but there's no way for them to be added to this as voting members. So they'll just have to be non-voting members of the committee, and that's my policy as chair. And also, I'm just going to make a statement, chair's statement on decorum on this committee. This is the first since there's been big changes now at KPFK in terms of how finances are being handled. This month I invited Nita to send one of their representatives here to provide a report on what's on the P&L statements on, and also what's happening at the station financially. This is sort of an experiment, and if this experiment goes well, Nita will continue to send personnel to this the monthly meetings of this committee, and we will continue to get reports. If it goes poorly, then we cannot expect Anita to be attending this committee meeting. And so these are the announcements. I opened them up to questions to fill in details for people. Does anybody want to yes, I've got you, Lawrence. Who else to the stack?
Michael to the stack.
Bella.
Michael Novick.
Michael, Bella, anybody else?
This is King Riley. I don't want to be in the stack, but I was here since 4:30 when Paul Roberson said he was here.
Yeah, I got King. I got that. Thank you, Lawrence. You have the. What's your question, Lawrence?
So my question is that I believe the share might be in error in stating that he's creating committee policy when a policy has to be voted up and down in order for the committee. You could recommend, but I don't think you could set arbitrarily a policy. So I think you need to go to a vote in what you said about composition of membership for this finance committee. I don't think you could set a policy arbitrarily.
No, I'm not setting a policy. I'm telling people how I plan to implement the policy that was set by the LSB.
Oh, okay.
My understanding is that
you, Chair. Thank you.
My understanding is the LSB policy pertained to public voting members of committees, and that they had to be one less than the number of LSB members. And I am following that, but I am accepting additional public member, non-voting members of the committee as people request to become members. And I will add them to our distribution list, our email distribution list and so forth. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to give them any additional rights. Just, acknowledge their presence.
That's understood. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And the addendum to that is that, any member of the public that attends, this committee will be allowed to ask questions during the question and answer periods, but only after the permanent existing members of the committee have asked their questions. So I will give them secondary priority, but I will allow public to ask questions.
Janine to the staff.
Okay. Janine, I've got you. I'm sorry?
Zero to the stack. Ziri Rideau to the second.
I got you. Michael Novick, you have the floor. What's your question?
Yes, thank you. I had a couple of quick questions. You mentioned earlier that the National Finance Committee did not address the issue that Janine had raised about the timetable for the budget financial materials. Can you tell us what the NFC did carry out at their meeting, and in particular regarding the budget for the now ended fiscal year? Was anything ever adopted as far as a budget that can be used as a reference point for the upcoming, the current fiscal year that began October 1st? Do we have any kind of budgetary document that was approved by the NFC for the last fiscal year?
Yes. To answer your question, yes, the NETA produced a FY21 budget for KPFK, and it was accepted and passed on to the PNB on the last day of September, of the month of September. I believe we met on September 27th, and the PNB then took up the KPFK budget on September 30th. So that the KPFK budget for last year was completed by NETA and is going to be used as a baseline for Miguel to develop his FY22 budget.
Okay, thanks. Follow-up question. I did ask yourself and Mikhail and NETA and James whether anybody has a current version of the budget template that used to be used for developing the budget, which had tabs for the assumptions and for the formulas built in for the fund drive and for dental services and so on. So the only person I heard back from was Mikhail saying he did not have that. And I'm wondering if anybody on the NFC or at NETA has such a budget development template. And if not, I think that would be a high priority to develop. When I was the treasurer quite a number of years ago now, but we did use that template regularly to produce the budget. It made it a lot easier because you put in your fund drive days and anticipated returns and built in the formulas of expected debt.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
I sent that very same budget template to NETA about a year ago to Anita Sims for her information. The budget NETA does not have a budget template that I'm aware of at this point in time. They maybe Julie. Kennard can say more about this, but NETA has a standard format for the budget that they produced for KPFK, which seems to work all right. It doesn't have all the assumptions. It doesn't have the fund drive chart. And I'm not sure how, you know, if we're going to, how we're going to continue to do fund drives, if we're going to have a certain fund drive or what have you. But that's a bigger discussion, I think, that maybe the finance committee, our local finance committee needs to have going forwards.
Alan Beek has a question.
Hold on,
sorry,
Alan.
Just before we finish.
If you have a follow-up.
Can you send that 2021 budget? Yes. Can you send us the 2021 budget that was finalized?
If
you haven't done.
If it's gone to the P&B.
I apologize.
Is that Michael Novick? Was that Michael
yes,
Novick?
Yes, I was saying so if you did send it, yes, that's Michael Novick asking if, if you sent it, I'll look for it, but if you haven't sent it yet, please do so.
I'll send you the FY21 budget. I think it's been approved by the P&B, but I'll check with the NFC to see if it's all right for me to forward that to you and others. Alan Beek, I've added you to the end of the stack. Bella, you can ask a question. Please make it short.
You asking me?
I've got you, Alan. You're on the stack. Bella, you have the floor.
Yes. I wanted to say that I listened to the most recent and the prior Finance Committee meetings, national, and I was very disappointed that nothing really was resolved about KPFK. And you, Fred, had little to say, and there was little questioning. And on both meetings, which don't happen every day, NHTSA had wrong numbers on the P&L that they were dealing with. And now, again, this meeting had to be postponed for two more weeks because, once again, the numbers are wrong. And when we get into the meat of the August P&L, I will point out the numbers and what's going on. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm very disappointed that we are not going to be filled in the position of the business manager. This is really very regretful, and the fact that we are paying for their traveling, this is not helping us at all.
Bill, KPFK is in severe financial distress, in the order of $70,000 a month deficit. So,
why are we paying travel for NHTSA? Why are we doing that?
A point of information.
John, what's your point of information?
It was earlier stated that the, the NHTSA person lives on the West Coast. Does he live in Seattle or Los Angeles? Travel in Los Angeles is very affordable. Travel from Seattle would be too expensive.
I don't know. I'm not a manager at NHTSA.
Point of information.
And my understanding is that the NHTSA person lives in Portland, Oregon, but maybe I'm wrong. But I don't make organizational decisions for NHTSA. That's their job. King, I think
point
you
of
want
information.
That is not their job.
Michael Novick with a point of information.
Michael, what's your point of information?
I believe I heard the GM say that the travel expenses were not going to be taken from the KPFK business unit. Is that not correct?
I didn't hear the details, Michael.
Paulina with some information on that.
Okay, Paulina,
that was said.
My understanding is that this trip is being covered by frequent flyer miles that NETA has. That's my understanding.
Thank you, Paulina. I'd like to move the stack to King. Did you want to ask a question?
This is
is Alan Beek. I asked a question.
Alan, you're lower down in the stack. I'll get to you. Okay, I think King said he didn't want to ask a question. Janine, you have the floor.
I was wondering about a copy of the budget and how and when we would be privy to the budget that was submitted to the National Finance Committee. I'm also curious if we are able to discuss in open session about how we are covering our deficit.
There's too much background noise.
Yeah, I'm well aware of the noise. I can't do anything about it. Janine, can you fix the noise?
Go ahead. That's not me. I have nothing on except my phone, so I don't have anything live streaming. But I'm just curious if we can discuss how we are covering the deficit, if that's been discussed at the national level. And then thirdly, I would like to make a formal motion that we request from NET that the reports arrive to us by, with a day prior to the Finance Committee meeting scheduled for each month. And if they're not able to do that, that they let us know beforehand. Because then we would have the ability to move the meeting. So I don't know whether to make that motion now.
Janine, it seems to me that that's is very unworkable as chair and also a member of the National Finance Committee. It seems to me that they've indicated that that they're going to have these reports by the 15th of the month, which is the second week. So If they do deliver the reports on time, people should have about a week to look them over. And that's my preference anyway. That way people are familiar with the...
Well, I'd like it to go to a vote. That's why it's a motion.
But how are we going to enforce any kind of a time, any kind of a time?
It's a request.
Okay.
And so that we would be able to move our meeting, because otherwise we'll be looking at reports 2 months old. So, I'm trying to come up with a solution for us to be looking at reports that are more recent.
Janine, state
this
the language.
Grace with a request for information. It's a request for information.
Grace, what's your request for information?
Okay. First of all, is it policy in this committee that motions coming from the floor should be put in writing and emailed to the rest of the committee so that we're not struggling
that is
with
not
verbal
a policy.
Motions?
That is not a policy. Never adopted.
Bella, please.
You're out of order. You're out of order. And that's my first question. But if it's not a policy, then I would request that Janine put it in writing and send it to the rest of the committee. But the next question is this. Wouldn't it be unworkable? We cannot, without at least 7 days' notice, change the date of a meeting if NETA tells us 3 days before a meeting that they're not able to get us the documents on time. So I don't see the workability of that. We're obligated to notice our meetings by at least 7 days. So can you respond to that, Janine?
I
think that this is the whole idea behind this motion is to prioritize to NETA that we need timely reports. Otherwise, they don't, the fact that we might get them. I mean, we're discussing August. It's a ridiculous thing for us to discuss August. All we're going to do is discuss, what has already changed. You know what I mean? We have a new GM, all this kind of stuff. So for me, it does absolutely no good to be talking about August right now. So I'm trying I would much rather have a shorter time to review the financials and have them be more recent than to a full week of reviewing the financials from 2 months ago. So that's my take on it.
All I'm asking is that we have a motion to request it. I will certainly write it up. It's never been required of anybody in this meeting, but now it's required of me, the person who got muted last month. So I'll go ahead and do that. But I'm hoping I can put that motion forward by the end of this meeting. I'd also I'd like an answer about how we are paying for the deficit and whether that can be discussed during this in open meeting.
Hold on. The chair would like to respond. First of all, I don't see how we can, as Grace has pointed out, I don't see how we can put demands on NEDA on time frame. It's a nice thought to do, to get the date, these documents a week ahead of time. I will try my best to do so. And all I can do is my best on that. And as to how we pay for the deficit, very poorly. We're borrowing money. As far as I know, we're borrowing money from other stations to make up the deficit. The problem is we're not bringing enough in to even pay for operations at this point in time. So it's a very desperate situation, and I can't go into any more details at this point in time. Bella, you've already been on the stack. I'm going to move to Zuri. She's a new public member, and I'd like to let her ask a question.
But she's not a public member.
She is.
Fred,
she is.
I would love to go after Zuri. I requested the stack before, but I'll be happy to go after Zuri.
Who's that, Paulina?
I don't.
Who is that?
Yes, point of information.
What's your point of information, Janine?
I wrote an email about this during the meeting. It was made very clear to us at the last meeting that it is against our bylaws to allow people who are non-members to engage in the meeting. And despite what I had to say about that, I wanted an open meeting, but it was made very clear to me. And then I was muted on top of that. So what I'm asking right now, you have allowed Michael Heiss, who is not on your agenda as a member. Now you're going to let Ziri speak, and it's nothing against you, Ziri. But where are the rules right now as far as who's engaging in this meeting? Is it now an open meeting to anybody who would like to attend, who's not yet a member, to engage and ask questions?
Boy, you're certainly got strong opinions there. Well, I stated as chair, it's my opinion that we welcome public members to the meeting. As far as I know, Michael Heiss has attended. This is his third meeting, so he meets the requirements.
Not a member.
He meets the requirements. And Janine, what damage did he do by asking a fucking question? I'm sorry. Who else is trying to speak
Michael
over?
Novick to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
Fred, this is Janine.
Yes.
This was a huge issue at our last meeting to not involve anyone who was not a member. And I do not think that this is the chair's decision on who gets to engage in these meetings.
The policy issue is if people attend three meetings, they are a member. They may not be a voting member, but they are a member. That's what I ruled. Michael, Janine, stand down. Michael has the floor. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, I think it was an error last month. And inappropriate for the way in which you muted people and refused to let people speak. And I think that your current policy is more correct. Other committees that I have chaired, my policy has been that anybody who's at the meeting has voice, but not vote. Vote is for membership, but anybody who's a member of KPFK and calls in. I sent, there was a query that Janine raised earlier
and I did respond to them. The email list with a copy of the bylaws. The bylaws have no mention of not allowing people to participate. It only requires that there be at least two LSB members and that other people can be appointed, it says, to the committee. When I chair various LSB committees, my policy always was that anybody at the meeting could ask for the stack and be heard, and I think that makes for an easier, smoother, and more pleasant meeting and reduces the friction that is inevitable when you start silencing people and muting people. So I think that there's no point in tit for tat. The last meeting was wrong. This meeting is better. If people are allowed to speak, it enables all of us to think more broadly about what we're trying to deal with. So I don't think there should be objections to Ziri or Michael speaking. I will say that I understood that there was a motion coming to the governance committee lifting the restriction on saying that a majority of the committee had to be members of the LSB, and I would probably support that. That was a holdover from the earlier extremely restrictive policy, which said that people had to be voted onto committees to participate at all. I think that was a terrible policy when it existed. And the current policy is intended to liberalize that, but I don't think it should be used to prevent people from speaking at meetings. We have public comment periods at the LSB meetings because they're very lengthy. We have 24 members on a committee. I think that the public should be allowed to participate in the discussion at any time. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Lawrence to the stack.
And Bella to the stack.
I got you, Lawrence.
Jonathan Markowitz to the stack.
Okay, in case Ziri has the floor. I'm sorry about all this, Ziri. Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody, for staying in. When I started, just like Michael Heiss, to attend this committee, we were told after three times attending, we would vote members. This is something totally new that we were now told that we cannot be a part of it. I appreciate that Michael Novick has said that there is a motion to the governance committee to change that again. And I very much hope so, and I hope whoever is here on this committee who can vote to please help get the governance committee supporting this, because I do believe we need fresh blood in these committees. Obviously, there is a huge financial problem, and many, many people who have been there for years have also presided over these big problems. And so I think it's a good idea to let a few new people in. Thank you very much.
Okay. Alan Beek.
You forgot Alina.
I heard you say that the Pacifica National Board had accepted a KPFK budget. Now, I would like to find out where I can get a copy of that budget and find out whether that is the fiscal year 22 budget, in other words, the one we just started this last week.
No, it was fiscal year 21. It's fiscal year 21, Alan.
We do not have a budget for what we're doing right now.
Actually,
the 22 budget is not available.
Alan,
right?
Alan, none of the stations have budgets for this year that we are currently in. Okay. Are you finished, Alan?
Well, all that was accepted was for last year then, which is now dead. There is nothing accepted for what we are now doing right now.
That is correct,
Alan.
That is correct, Alan.
Thank you.
Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
I just want to say thank you very
Fred, you forgot Paulina. I was after Ziri.
All right, Paulina, let me just go. This is going to be 30 seconds because I got to go. I got another meeting. But I support the public being involved and having the opportunity to give public comment and interact with the committee and ask questions. So I appreciate you are self-correcting from my last meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Paulina, you have the floor.
Get some information. The Pacifica National Board has dealt in closed session, so no details can be discussed as to how to deal with the current cash flow problems at KPFK. And of course, it's you know, as Fred was mentioning correctly, this, these are intercompany loans. I would also like to remind everybody that we are in the process of applying for the EIDL loan. I don't know if, how much of that information is public, but I don't see why it shouldn't be, because this is available to all nonprofits. The emergency loan that we received in the past year as well, and this is a second opportunity. So, you know, not that we should be relying on that. We are in dire in a dire situation, but just, you know, as far as the questions of what of how the you know, their emergency procedures. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Polina. And I guess there are two people left on the stack, Bella and Jonathan Markowitz. Bella, you have the floor.
Yes. First of all, in the within the agenda, there was no space for public comment. And this is something that should always be present, public comment. And it doesn't matter. They can come in at any time. The public, like Michael said, must be allowed to interact. This is why the pursuit for a Zoom meeting. The other thing is that KPFA recently came on to a windfall of nearly 900,000. And a motion was passed already and sent to the PNB and the IED that those funds should be reappropriated for KPFK. So as necessary, for the next 2 months to cover payroll and other expenditures. So that is in the works. And that's part of how we are dealing. We've had to deal with the current downfall of situation at KPFK. And I'm very concerned about this policy. And there will be a policy submitted tonight at the Governance Committee, which I hope everybody can support. Thank you. Regarding the membership protocol of committee.
Was there a question in there? In any case, Jonathan, I'm make you the last on the stack. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you very much. On the National Finance Committee meeting, Anita from, I assume it's NETA, was mentioning that she was having a problem getting the data that she needed in order to prepare the information that was requested. Now, my question about this is, since NETA is being utilized as an accounting service for maybe not all of the stations, but some of them, as far as what I understand, if NETA is, let's say, going to do this process for KPFK, who will at the station, other than the general manager, be responsible for providing NETA, whoever's doing the accounting, with the raw data regarding any expenditures that come up within any 1 month period as relative to income that is generated by fundraising or fund drives, whatever, or any donors? In other words, is there any type of set process? And you know, if Barry, the former financial person at KPFK, is no longer going to be doing that, I mean, in other words, I understand that the idea is to save money by having NETA doing this for some of the stations, if not all the stations. And that seems to make sense to me from a financial point of view of reducing costs for the network. But there still may be a problem if NETA is not getting the data it needs, you know, since whether or not there's our financial officers at each station that are in a position to be able to have the time to prepare that data monthly in a timely fashion, instead of being 2 months behind, and therefore it seems to be making it difficult to make decisions in a clear way regarding the current status of the network and at each station.
Can I make a statement, Jonathan? This is an operational management decision, and the general manager would be making whatever decisions have to do with that. My understanding is that The only thing that the station needs to do is basically they have a fax machine where they fax all the billing statements to NEDA as they come in. And and I don't know if they have any personnel on site need to do anything at the station directly. NEDA also
but
has.
Is the same thing done with income? In other words, all of the income as well as expenditures, is that all supplied to NEDA as it comes, as they have that information?
Can I respond?
Of course.
NEDA has view, has previously had view only access to all the station bank accounts, and NEDA also has connections to the membership department and the manager there, Terry Guy. So they have ways of getting all the data into their system. One of the effects of moving Barry out is that they will NEDA does not use the Great Plains general ledger system. They have their own general ledger system based on a, I believe it's a Mass 500 system. So they will be entering all the data directly into their general ledger for us. There will be no first entering it into Great Plains and then transferring it to NEDA's system. That step disappears.
Okay, one final question about the
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jonathan.
One final question in that, okay, my understanding is it three or four out of the five stations that are utilizing NEDA right now? And is the intention of the National Board and the Executive Director to have NEDA do this service for all five stations?
I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what the National Board is thinking. I know what a couple of directors are thinking, and I don't think that is what they're going after at this point in time. KPFA is functioning fairly well as of the five stations, and my understanding is NEDA is now handling four of the five. And I don't know what the PNB's plans are for the future.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. One final question. Do all of the other stations other than KPFK still have their financial officer employed at each station, or is KPFK the only one that's not? In other words.
Well, we no longer have a business manager. That job was eliminated. And as far
right,
as
I'm, KPFK,
as,
but what a,
my understanding is all the other, the other three stations that use NEDA do not have business managers.
No, that's not correct.
KPFK has the business.
So essentially, NEDA.
Yeah.
NEDA is performing the financial functions for those four stations now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm gonna. It is now 6:17. I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this point in time. I don't think we can. There's any point in trying to continue this meeting since there's a governance meeting at 7 o'clock, or is it 7:30?
I move for continuation meeting.
I don't see the point, Janine.
We need to cover other things.
When did you want to continue to?
Who's speaking? Was that John?
I was asking, Michael Novick was asking the maker of the motion for the continuation meeting when to continue to.
I can propose a week from today, same time. I'm only saying that because we haven't even looked at the financials.
That's right.
Well, you complained you didn't have enough time to look at them at this point.
That's
you only,
not the point.
It's not, You keep making rules for this body.
Point of order, there's a motion on the floor.
I'm personally against having another meeting. I've got to prepare for the LSB meeting on Sunday, and to have another finance meeting in a week is really too much. And I've already got two NFC meetings every month.
We are extending time right now.
Can we just take a vote?
Yes.
It would not be a full meeting. It would just be to continue looking at the financials, which is part of what we're supposed to do.
Well,
point of information, is that what remains on the agenda from this meeting?
Yes. Going over the P&Ls is all that remains on the meeting.
Also, the budget timeline.
Can I hold on? Quiet. Is Julie Kennard still on the conference call? She's probably busy in the business manager's office. Well, if we have a motion on the floor, is there any objections? Is there objections to meeting?
I object. This is Beth.
Okay, well, then
we have plenty of time to do it today. If we hadn't indulged in the dilatory interference from the beginning to derail the agenda, we had the professional from NEDA here for that purpose tonight and squandered that time. I don't see the point in repeating this exercise.
That's two objections, right, Beth?
Right.
And Fred?
Right. So
we take a vote. We need to take a vote.
Somebody, does somebody call the motion?
I call the motion.
Okay, so a yes vote is for a continuation meeting. A no vote is not to have a continuation meeting. I'm gonna take the votes now.
Point of information.
What's your point of information, Janine?
Well, I've been looking at Paulina. I know that you have her as a member, but actually back in the spring, she was not a member. I don't know when she became a member. So that would mean that there's one of the people on your list that is not a voting member.
But she is an LSB.
I just wanted to bring that up.
But I normally, but she is an LSB member, and she sporadically attends these meetings, or at least tries to attend them. I don't see why we have to basically eliminate her. So I'm going to take a vote at this point. The chair doesn't vote until the end. Alan Beek, if you vote yes, we'll have a continuation meeting. If you vote no, we won't. How do you vote?
I vote to adjourn the meeting right now.
We're not voting for adjournment. We're voting on a continuation meeting. It's either yes or no or abstain. Or remain silent.
No extension meeting.
Okay, thank you.
He does not understand why.
Be quiet, fella.
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
I just wanted to get clarification for the meaning of the words. It's now approaching around 6:30. Are we talking about continuing the meeting for another amount of time certain? Or are we talking about a meeting in a week or so at a time later? The meetings, define the term by continuation.
Hold on. Is this John Wenger? Yes, we're talking about a continuation meeting at some other date.
On the 20th at the same time.
Well, hold on. We haven't set. Janine, we haven't set the date.
That's what I said.
Okay. Beth, how do you vote? Yes, no, whatever.
No. I vote no.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Novick, Michael, how do you vote?
Yeah.
You vote yes? Okay.
Yes.
Lawrence, how do you vote? Is Lawrence still here?
I believe he left.
Okay. Recibo Rivas?
Rocio.
I'm sorry, Rocio. Yes, no.
Just come back.
Okay. Janine? Janine?
I'm a yes.
Okay.
I'm a yes.
Bella?
Yes.
And Lawrence is silent. Okay. Grace?
No.
Ken isn't present. Dave Johnson.
I vote no.
Okay, Steve Kaiser. Steve?
He wasn't present.
Okay, silent.
He has not been present.
Okay, thank you. You're right. King Riley.
I vote no.
Maria Skelton.
I vote no, and thank you.
Ruth Strauss.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. John Wenger.
Yes.
Okay.
Chair, there's an issue. Did you call for Polina?
I believe Polina voted yes.
No, you have not called her.
Polina?
No, she was called. She didn't respond. Fred, she did not respond.
I didn't hear my name.
Polina?
I'm here.
How do you vote?
I'm here. I don't know if I can vote. I haven't been to these meetings in more than three. I don't know if we have a policy. and I just saw my name on the list, and so I decided to show up to figure out where I stand. I really can't attend these meetings regularly. Don't mean to take up the time. I know we're voting. So I think I'll abstain if I'm voting, but I don't think I should be allowed to vote. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information?
Hold on. I'm still taking the
Well,
vote.
We have too many public votes then.
No, hold on, Janine. Recibo? Recibo?
Rocio.
Okay, do you want to vote? Well, I don't hear a vote. So, let me tally up the votes. One, two.
Fred,
three, four,
there's too many public votes.
You know, I can't really deal with this complexity, Janine. And this is going to be talked about.
Well, we dealt with it with the chair vote. I mean, this is what affected the chair vote. So
hold on.
I'm bringing it up.
Hold on. There's several people that are not voting at all. So I'm tallying this up. We have one, two, three. There are four yeses, one, two, three, four, five, six. There's six no's, and the chair hasn't voted. The chair votes no also. So there's, it's.
Okay, again, too many non-members. Too many public votes.
Request.
You know something.
Information.
What's your point of information, Grace?
Okay. I don't think that the non-member votes, if it were figured out, would make any difference in this vote. Can we just? Would they?
No, actually.
Yes, they would.
No, it would actually reduce. You have four yeses, and it would actually reduce the number of yeses by one. By one, if I eliminated one of the public members. So you've lost. It's four. It's basically four to six. It's four yes. It's four yes, six no. Or seven no, actually.
I have six yes.
I have six yes.
I'd like to move that we adjourn.
I would like to know whose vote isn't counted. We need to look at the public and find out who is the latest person that's been added to this list.
Janine, thank you very much for personally running this whole meeting at least an hour longer than it needed to be.
No. Grace Aaron runs the meeting.
Yes, Michael.
I'd like to move that we adjourn. A motion to adjourn takes precedence over all other motions, and it's not debatable.
Is there any opposition to adjourning at this point in time?
Yes, Bella.
Okay, let's take a vote.
You need an accurate count. That's all I'm saying. Your count is inaccurate, but the motion was still defeated.
Fred.
Okay, I'm taking a vote on adjourning.
We need an accurate vote. Move for an accurate vote before we adjourn.
I'm taking a vote.
A motion to adjourn is on the table. It takes precedence over all other motions. We can discuss this after the meeting is over, or you can discuss it in the governance committee.
Okay.
We need an accurate vote, John.
Thank you. Alan Beek, do you vote to adjourn? Alan, how do you vote on adjournment?
I vote to adjourn.
Thank you. Michael Nova, I'm sorry, Ruth Van Gunten, how do you vote on adjournment? Hello?
This is Beth, I vote yes, adjourn. This is Beth.
Thank you.
To adjourn. Yes.
Michael Novick, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes is silent. He's gone. Recibo Rivas.
Recibo? I'm back, Fred. I'm home.
Okay. How do you vote on adjournment, Lawrence?
I pass.
I'm sorry, how do you vote on adjournment?
I'm passing.
Oh, you're passing.
I pass. I'm good.
Okay. Recibo, Rivas, how do you vote on adjournment? Okay. Janine, how do you vote on adjournment?
Pass.
Bella DeSoto.
No.
Polina.
She's not voting.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Dave Johnson.
Dave votes yes.
Steve Kaiser is not here. King Riley.
I vote yes. Thank you.
Maria Skelton.
Yes, and thank you.
Are they voting members?
Yes, as of last month, Ruth Strouth. Ruth.
Yes, but I would have preferred that an accurate vote be done before. Thank you.
Then you have to vote no.
Okay,
I'm voting yes.
John Wanger.
Okay.
I abstain.
You're welcome. Okay. I have to go back and get the people that passed. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence.
Due to an accurate count, I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Rocio.
She's not present.
Okay. Janine.
This is not a valid vote because we don't know who voting members are. I'm voting no. But even this is not a valid vote.
Okay, Polina's
so,
gone.
You know, it's ridiculous. In this time, you could have just looked at the last public member that came aboard and said that they were no longer a member because Polina is not a member. But you didn't do that. Instead, you're the one that stretched it out.
No, what this does is it shows you how silly that policy was because the number of LSB members oscillates around. Okay.
Well, it got you elected chair.
That's right. Well manipulated.
Okay. I object. I object to this process. We are now adjourned.
Thank you.
Yes, you benefited.
One,
yes.
Two,
you benefited.
Three, four, five, six, seven. There are seven yeses. One, two, three, four, three noes, and two abstentions. So we're adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night.